called John when I got it.
And at your well, what did you use to get your water from your well?
Well bucket.
And when you went out to milk the cows, what did you take with you?
I take the milk bucket. Or a pail, either one you want to call it. Most people call it a milk bucket. In the north they call it pails, I believe.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor, a boy that worked for me one time, and there's a northern man who moved just a mile or two from me, and he said, get the pail and swill the pigs. And he just stood there with his mouth open and didn't know what he meant. Tell me about it, said, well, get the bucket and slop the hog.
That did it, huh?
He knows what to do.
Is that what you put your garbage in for your pigs?
Yeah, in the slop bucket.
What utensils did your mother use for cooking? You mentioned you had a big Dutch oven. Did she ever fry things?
Oh, yes, she had frying pan.
And what did she boil water in?
Thick oven.
And let's say she made a stew or something. She put that in the Dutch oven? Or?
Stew? No, she had stew pans.
What did she boil her water for washing in?
In the wash boiler.
I'm just not going to get you to say pot or kettle, am I?
Well, we had a big old wash kettle. We had a 20-gallon kettle out there that we put on when we went to kill hogs. We had that big kettle and we'd build a fire around that and get the men would pour it in the barrel and we'd get that hog up there and stick him in front end first and then switch him around and put the other end in.
That's great.
Scrape him, and when we got him clean, we hung him up and take him out of the house. Yes, we got one of them big old iron washed boilers out there now.
You know, they're pretty popular. A lot of people take those and they make outdoor grills out of them.
Yeah, well, we've got one out there at the house, big one now. 20 gallon.
That is a big one. I bet it's heavy, too.
Oh, yes, it's cast iron.
What did you use for eating utensils?
Eating?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just used to use a king eater out there, and then we used coal stoves. What we call a king heater, not a king heater, but a...
What'd you carry your coal in?
A coal bucket. We had a bucket special that all carry the coal in. Mm-hmm. But that's all past, you know.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yes, that's what I say, thank goodness.
You think of those good old days, they're good because they're gone.
That's right. A lot of people complain about people not doing any good nowadays, that they ain't make no money, and I said, well, it takes more to take care of your utility bills now than it used to take care of your grocery bills.
That's right. We've got a lot of leisure.
Your utility bills runs pretty high now.
We don't have to fight with those old kerosene lamps?
No.
Is that what you had for?
Kerosene light, that's right. Then we got to where we had a Coleman light, you know. You used to see
weren't them. They dandy?
They was nice. They were good lights, but they're a lot of trouble.
Yeah, mantles would break.
Mantles would break, and you had to pump them up every so often.
Yeah. But they cast a good light.
I used to run a pool hall in this town here when I was a young fella. And we had these old Coleman lights and I'd have to pump them things up. And then they got gas here about 1900, maybe 1902 or 3. And we had gas lights. Mm-hmm. Of course, when electric lights come on, well, gas lights ain't no good.
Yeah. Were they very bright?
A gas light's not a very bright light. Not anything like electric light.
Uh-huh. Remember those early bulbs? Early light bulbs? See,
yeah.
Like a pear with a little bump at the bottom?
Yeah.
Did they last very long?
Well, they're just like everything else. Some of them last quite a while, some of them don't last too long. Some's good and some's not quite so good.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering, one of my earliest memories is looking up at one of those old bare wired bulbs in that green shade when I was a little kid. My mother had Lady's Aid over at the house one evening. I mean, we were just running with the kids and I couldn't move anymore and they put me in a cedar chest.